In Richard Linklater's 1995 movie Before Sunrise, two 23-year-old strangers, Jesse and Celine, struck up a conversation on a train bound for Vienna. They talked until dawn. And when it came time to part, rather than exchanging phone numbers, they made a promise to meet at that same spot in the train station in 6 months. 9 years later, the director and stars, Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, have reunited for a sequel called Before Sunset. Our movie critic Bob Mondello says Jesse and Celine are still talking like there's no tomorrow.
A one-night romance, no phone numbers, no addresses, no last names. That is really romantic. So romantic that Jesse turned it into a novel. And here he is, 9 years later, on a book tour in Paris, hedging over whether the things he wrote are based on real life, when he spots someone who knows the answer to that question. Excusing himself, he meets her outside.
I thought I was going to totally lose it in there. When I first saw you, I mean, how'd you even know I was going to be here?
Well, it's my favorite bookstore in Paris. You can sit down for hours and read. I love it. There's fleas, but, you know.
I know. I think a cat slept on my head last night.
So I saw your picture on the calendar about a month ago.
Yeah.
And that you were going to be here. It's funny because I read an article on your book.
Uh-huh.
And it sounded vaguely familiar.
Vaguely, yeah.
Yes. But I didn't put it all together until I saw your photo.
Lots of questions need answering. They did not meet after 6 months, obviously, but what did happen? Jesse has a few hours before he has to board a plane for the States. Time enough to do a little catching up.
God, I love this cafe. I wish they had places like this in the U.S.
Mm. Yeah, I missed cafes when I was living over there. I mean, I find a few places I really like, but there was...
You were living in the U.S.?
Yes, from 96 to 99. I was studying at NYU.
Oh, God, don't tell me that, Celine.
What?
No, it's just, nothing. I mean,
What?
I've been living in New York since 98. You know, we were there at the same time.
In New York?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird. It actually crossed my mind a few times that I might run into you, but the odds are so slim, right? So, I didn't even know what city you were living in. Weren't you somewhere in Texas?
Yeah,
somewhere
no.
in Texas.
Yeah.
The situation that Celine and Jesse find themselves in is going to strike chords mostly with people of a certain age who have a few roads not taken and regrets and almosts. Jesse described himself in Before Sunrise as an aging teenager rehearsing for adulthood. Celine was a slightly frosty intellectual back then. They've both grown into themselves since, lost a bit of baby fat. He looks craggier, she looks warmer. And even the fictions they invent for themselves have accumulated baggage.
I still have lots of dreams, but they're not in regard to my love life. It doesn't make me sad, it's just the way it is.
Is that why you're in a relationship with somebody who's never around?
Yes, obviously, I can't deal with the day-to-day life of a relationship. Yeah, we have, you know, this exciting time together, and then he leaves, and I miss him, but at least I'm not dying inside. When someone is always around me, I'm, like, suffocating.
No, wait, you just said that you need to love and be loved.
Yeah, but when I do, it quickly makes me nauseous. It's a disaster. I mean, I'm really happy only when I'm on my own. Even being alone, it's better than sitting next to a lover and feeling lonely.
Director Richard Linklater and actors Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy worked together to create these conversations, and being a little older themselves now, they have a nice sense of how attitudes that sounded precocious when expressed by 23-year-olds might have curdled by the time they turn 32. So the characters wander Paris, conscious that the sun is going down and their time together growing short, talking and talking some more, their pauses often saying as much as their words. If they were speaking French, they'd be right at home in one of Eric Rohmer's movies. But there is no U.S. film tradition of essentially plotless gab-fests. My Dinner with Andre, maybe, but otherwise, these folks are it. An anomaly at the multiplex, fearless and naive in Before Sunrise, sadder and not much wiser in Before Sunset, and engaging enough to make you curious about what After Sunset will be like in another 9 years. I'm Bob Mondello.